Hello and welcome back to Podcast 5. We are so excited that you are back again with us this week. And in this week's topic, we are tackling how in the world do we get started with healthy eating and not spend a fortune? And I hear this a lot. You know, the perception is that healthy eating is so expensive. And if we're on a budget, which let's face it, many of us are always looking for ways to cut expenses, then we don't want to spend a lot of money experimenting on foods that we're not even sure if our kids will eat. So today I'll share with you how to make the transition without breaking your bank. One of the biggest frustrations that I hear from parents that get started with meal planning is that they tried too much too soon. They spent way too much on food. And if we're not careful, we can meal plan in minutes, we can get to the grocery store, and then we can realize, oh crap, I just spent $250 on food for the week, and that's triple my budget. So not only do we now have the feelings of guilt over going over our budget, but we haven't even faced the hardest challenge, which is getting all of that food home and convincing our family to eat it. So it's easy to see why we get overwhelmed and we give up so quickly on this journey. So my plea to you today is to not give up. Let me walk you through the most stress-less way of transitioning to healthy eating without breaking the bank. And the reality is that slow and steady is going to win this race for you every time. Those that are able to sustain meal planning and healthy eating do it little by little each week. And I know that's tough for us because many of us just want to jump in and we want to do it and we want it to be perfect and we want to go all out. But that's not the sustainable approach because it's more than just trying to convince us that we're ready to do it and that we want to do it. It's convincing the entire family. So it's a little different. All right, so here are my recommendations for getting started. And it truly starts with just a few dinners a week and a few swaps. So first, my recommendation is as you sit in front of the Healthy Kids Meal Planner, use the meal planner and just write down what are your favorite go-to meals each and every week. Write that down Monday through Friday, put it in the meal planner. So we know what your standard dinner meals are. So from that, pick two that you want to try and make a little bit healthier. That's the best place to start. So for us on our transition to healthy eating, it was again trying to get away from those frozen chicken nuggets and that mac and cheese. So one of our first recipes that we started with was simply just using real chicken breasts and breaded it with panko breadcrumbs. That was completely new to our family. We had never experienced anything like that, but it became the perfect easy transition away from those frozen nuggets. So we actually have that recipe on our website if that's a transition that you want to make as well. And it's the panko breaded chicken nuggets, and it actually comes with veggie cakes. Both pieces of that dish are a huge hit for families, and they are also a huge hit in cooking classes with kids, and I've tried them both multiple times. But if you are hesitant to try an entirely new dish, if that feels like a little too much change for your family, then just take one piece of it. Maybe try the chicken nuggets and use it with your own mac and cheese. Because remember, we don't want to overwhelm the kids with too much change. So keep one piece of your dinner familiar. Maybe just add a veggie to that. Maybe add some green beans. But you can make some huge changes by just switching to real chicken and using the panko breadcrumbs and maybe an egg that you're going to bread that in along the way. It's a very healthy dish and a much better option. So that would take care of your first dinner swap. Now let's find another one. Maybe every week spaghetti hits your list, which is perfect. So our goal is how can we make it a little bit healthier? So we're gonna look for a recipe on the site then. So if tomatoes are in season, then you can easily make your own homemade pasta sauce that is gonna last for multiple dishes and it's gonna save you a lot of money over time. But if tomatoes are not in season, then you're gonna wanna go buy your own jar of organic pasta sauce. You can buy it at Aldi, you can get it at Walmart. It's usually under $2 a jar. But tomatoes are on the dirty dozen list, so we're gonna try to buy that organic or local if we can. That in and of itself is a great swap for the family. So you're gonna wanna add to that maybe whole grain pasta. So if you're not using whole grain pasta, that would be an easy transition. Or maybe it's time that you'd like to add some more vegetables to that and we try spaghetti squash instead of actually using noodles. And the spaghetti squash pasta dish is actually on our website, and it shows you how to also make the sauce, so you could try that recipe as well. And boom, before you know it, you have just experimented with two new recipes that have healthier twists. So if you like those recipes, save them to your favorites. You're going to have them that you can add to future meal plans. Now for week one, let's make a product swap. I mean, nothing that's going to break your bank. I mean, let's do something that's very easy and something that will go a long way with your family's health. So my first recommendation is always with breads, because finding the right bread is really critical to our children's health and our family's health. You know, most white breads, and you know the classics, those Sunbeam, those white breads that just melt in your mouth, well, many of them have high fructose corn syrup, and they're made with enriched white or wheat flour. There's no nutritional value, it has a lot of harmful ingredients, and once it's inside of your body, it turns to sugar right away. So if you're going to buy bread, look for breads that have 100% whole grain, not whole wheat. We're looking for whole grain, preferably 100% whole grain. So Nature's Own has a 100% whole grain bread product. I wouldn't say it's a stellar product, but it is a huge improvement over the white breads that many of us love and have grown to love over the years. So it's a much healthier product. And the best thing about whole grains is, again, it's not going to burn as fast in our body. It's not going to turn to sugar as quickly. So it's going to hold us over for a little bit longer. The best option is the Ezekiel sprouted grain breads. Again, they have the slower burn in our bodies, so it's going to hold us over for even longer. And the ingredient list is much better. So yes, it is a little bit more expensive, at a little under $4 for a loaf of bread or four English muffins, but you're also going to find that generally one piece or even half of a muffin is enough. Because unlike white bread, where you want to eat two or three to fill full, the Ezekiel muffins are going to hold you over. They're heartier and they're going to hold you over for a little bit longer. So right there, for 1 week, you've already made a really important bread swap and you've transitioned and introduced two new dinners to your family. That is huge. So the next week, we're going to continue and add on to that. Let's keep using the same type of bread, but now let's try two more recipes. So maybe you've decided, okay, we hear a lot about fish, that we should be adding fish to our diet, so how about I'm going to add fish to my lineup for this week? And you also have those panko breadcrumbs from last week, so you can just search in the Healthy Kids Meal Planner for any recipes that use panko breadcrumbs. And there is a great one that's actually the Dilly Salmon Burger. So it's going to allow you to use panko and add fish to your lineup. Now to cut down on cost, because sometimes fish can be a little expensive, we can just simply use some canned salmon. And that works. And you can actually even find some wild-caught canned salmon as well. So that's one recipe swap that we're going to make. And I'm also really helping the budget because I'm using some ingredients that I already have on hand. And now maybe for week two, you want to try another thing. You want to try quinoa. So quinoa is a much healthier option for us, and a bag of quinoa costs about $5, but it's going to last you for about three meals. So, you know, maybe you want to make like a veggie quinoa burger with sweet potatoes. And I say that because I just tried that at a cooking class, and the kids loved it. And the great thing about that burger is that it's inexpensive, and it uses things like quinoa, it uses sweet potatoes, which are inexpensive, and it uses black beans, which are also inexpensive and can be purchased for about $1 a can. So awesome. Now we have two new recipes to add to our repertoire. We're not doing anything wild and crazy that's going to overwhelm the kids. We're just introducing two new recipes. And let's make one more product swap. So this week I'm going to move and look at my butters. And I'm going to move to that Kerrygold butter because I want to get away from those margarines and all those artificial butters. Because remember, our kids need those good, healthy fats for their brains. So Kerrygold can be found at Walmart for about $3.50 for a brick of it. Sometimes you can even find it at Aldi. And if I find it on sale, sometimes I do, then you can stock up on it and put it in your freezer. But you can also find those at Costco and Sam's and much larger containers. But Kerrygold butter is a great swap. So let's say maybe we want to make one more swap for that week. And let's say you like to keep peanut butter on hand. Peanut butter is a good protein source for kids, but it's also hard to find good peanut butter that doesn't have those crappy oils and all the added sugars to it. So we have found one. It's actually a Smucker's brand. It's a Smucker's natural peanut butter, and it just has peanuts and sea salt in it. And there's a regular version and there's an organic version. You can choose whichever fits your budget, but the regular version is under $3 and it's going to last you for a couple of weeks. So I'm going to use that on my Ezekiel toast in the morning. I'm going to use it with bananas as a snack or with apples, you know, and it becomes, that's easy and that's a much healthier choice. And then for my snack that week, I'm going to continue to look for those things that are in season. So right now, apples happen to still be in season, and I'm going to take advantage of that. So I'm going to make sure that I'm buying apples because apples are the number one on the dirty dozen. So it's one of those things that if we're going to eat it, we like to eat it and know that we don't have to worry about pesticide residue, which means I'm going to have to wait and eat my apples when they're in season. The summertime is not a good time for us to find apples because they're going to be higher priced. So we always try to find to eat them when they're in season. So you'll see that week after week of doing this, you start incorporating more fruits and vegetables into your cart, and now you're starting to buy healthier products. So week three comes along, you're on a roll, you're starting to love these grocery store trips, and your product swaps are awesome. So we're gonna add two more dinners to your lineup. We're gonna check to see what produce is in season because that's really important. You know, I liked green peppers is something that comes to mind. Green peppers, yet again, it's one of those darn items, those vegetables that, you know, again, it has high likelihood of pesticide residue. But if I were to go and buy green peppers out of season, which is usually, you know, they're coming into season now. So let's just say, you know, over the winter months, they're not really in season. So if I go to buy an organic green pepper at Walmart, it's like $3 for one pepper. And that is insane. And I'm not going to spend that much. So when they come in season, yes, I'm going to buy them organic or local if I can. And let's just say I want to make stuffed peppers and I want to use that quinoa that we bought last week to use as my stuff with my stuffed peppers. So now you're starting to see how we can use those same ingredients from week to week to help with our budget. And maybe I'm going to make a chili and part of that chili is going to call for some ground turkey. So with my ground turkey, I can make it stretch a little bit further. Maybe I want to use half of that with my stuffed peppers, half of it with my chili. So to make 1 pound of ground turkey last a little bit longer, you can add some of those beans to it. You can also add the mushrooms. You can just, if you find mushrooms on sale, you can pulse that into your food processor and add that to your ground meat to make it go a little bit further. So that's how I'm going to stretch my budget and use some of those same ingredients then that I can really kind of keep my budget under wrap for the week. And I'm even going to work on some healthier snacks as well. So maybe this week I'm going to go old school and I'm going to purchase just plain old popcorn kernels and we're going to make our own popcorn with that. And you know, that's a great snack and it gets us away from all the harmful ingredients and all the butter and all the added stuff that comes with the popcorn snacks that we would generally buy in the microwave, you know, packets. And I'm going to use that peanut butter that I bought last week and I can use that to make some homemade peanut butter cookies and that recipe is on the site as well. So you may still by week three be eating some of your old recipes that maybe aren't as healthy as you would like, but that's okay because remember that this is a transition. So let's say week four comes around, you're feeling amazing about your progress, you're experimenting with new ingredients, you're making some really good choices. You've bought, you know, your better peanut butter as a snack, you're doing more fruits and vegetables, and you're eating things like salmon and just a lot more vegetables than you've eaten before. So this week we're going to do two more dinner recipes because we want to try some new things, but we're also this week going to look at breakfast because breakfast is an area that we want to try to make some improvements on. So one of the great things that you can buy for breakfast that you can use multiple ways is simply rolled oats. And so I like rolled oats and they are perfect if you are eating on a budget. And here's why. So there are three different types of oats. You have your steel cut oats, which are truly the healthiest oats, but they're a little bit of a transition for the family. So maybe you kind of work up to steel oats, but then you have your old fashioned rolled oats and then you have your instant oats. So the instant oats are much more processed, so we're gonna stay away from those. But the rolled oats, there are a lot of great things that you can do with them. Rolled oats are good because they are naturally gluten-free. However, there could be some cross-contamination. So if you really wanna make sure you're avoiding the gluten, just make sure you find some that specifically say gluten-free rolled oats. But they are a better option for you. And I like oats because you can use them in multiple different ways. You can use them, you can add them to smoothies to give it a little bit more, to just change that kind of texture a little bit for your smoothies. You can use it for oatmeal, you can use it for cookies, and you can use it for homemade granola. So oats always hits our list. So for this week, in week four, I'm going to make homemade granola with my oats. And it's so very simple. We're just going to toast those oats on the stove. We're going to add a little bit of honey to them, and that's going to flavor it up. So what my goal is for this week is I'm really trying to move away, as one of my product swaps, I'm trying to move away from those Go-Gurts and all of those yogurts that are loaded with added sugar. So a great thing that you can do is just transition to your plain Greek yogurt. I like Greek yogurt because it has more protein, but even just plain regular yogurt is fine as well. Either way, you're avoiding all that added sugar, which is huge. So you can go ahead and just make your own homemade granola, add that to your yogurt. You can even add a little bit of honey, maybe some fresh berries, and fresh berries are perfect. And there's nothing wrong with even frozen berries. And again, it's all about buying what's in season. So right now, for example, strawberries are pretty expensive to buy fresh, but I can go buy some frozen strawberries, can generally find a coupon with them too, and I can use those to flavor up my smoothies and to flavor up then our yogurts. And then the next day, all those same ingredients can be thrown into a blender and you can use it to make a delicious smoothie for your family. So with that plain yogurt, with a little bit of honey, with those berries, and then maybe you throw in those oats, and why not throw in a banana, and why not throw in an avocado? I was just talking to a mom who said, I did it, I threw a half of an avocado in their afternoon smoothie and the kids didn't even notice it. And that's, yes, that's perfect. Those are great things that we can do to add even more nutrients. But you can start to see then how some of those same things are really carrying over. So you can see at just how much your life changes in just 1 month, and you haven't done anything wild and crazy. It's been a steady and gradual transition, and it's nothing that will break the bank because you're taking it in strides, and it's nothing that's going to throw the family into shock, which is huge too. So that's how it happens. I mean, healthy eating happens daily, not in a day. You know, it happens daily with every trip to the store, every time that we meal plan. You know, we're thinking about that. So healthy eating on a budget, it's something that we will continue to talk about a lot because it's a big topic of discussion. It's always a big obstacle with families. You know, in addition to time and picky eaters, budget is right up there with our challenges to healthy eating. So to make your weeks a little bit easier, you will begin to notice that our featured week on the meal planner will start to do some of this work for you. So the featured week will be more of a, will be more strategy driven, and it's going to include produce that's in season, as well as some snack ideas and some consistent ideas that's going to help your budget. So for example, you know, this week's featured recipe is going to include two variations of cauliflower because cauliflower right now is still in season and it's cheaper than normal. So, and the best thing with kids is, you know, we always try to do things in a couple of different ways. So we're going to try cauliflower two different ways. So one of our featured recipes is going to be the three cheese cauliflower crusted pizza. And that's where we're using cauliflower as the crust. It's so fun to get to experiment with that with kids because they generally love it. But that will hit our featured week. And then we're going to do another one, which is a teriyaki turkey with a mashed potato and cauliflower mixed in together. That'll be another one. So it's two ways to use cauliflower while it's in season and while it's more budget friendly. Then we're also going to do panko chicken nuggets that include plain yogurt. And we'll use that yogurt again when we make homemade granola. And so we'll make that granola with the oats, and those oats can then be used to make peach overnight oatmeal. So you see how strategizing that helps with your budget, and we're gonna help to take out some of that work for you. You know, the great thing is we know these recipes like the back of our hand, so it's easy for us to do this very quickly, to think about which recipes, you know, we can pair together and how we can make your budget a little bit more friendly for the week. So those are things that we're going to be doing for you, and you'll start to see that hit the featured week meal plan each and every week, and we'll also be taking into account then what produce is in season to also help with your budget too. So I hope that you have enjoyed this podcast. It's absolutely easy to transition to a healthy eating lifestyle without breaking the bank, but only if you take it in strides. And if you want to see a full week in action, and if you want to see what that might look like for your family, we actually do have a YouTube video where we meal planned for an entire week, purchasing organic when we needed to, and that was on a budget of $75. And most of those recipes are also on the HKI meal planner, so you can use those as some thought starters as to which ones might be the best for your budget. And if you want to get a little more aggressive and speed up the process with those swaps, then be sure to check out that fail-proof webinar series where that first video series that we did talked about all of the product swaps that you can make to really help you at the grocery store. So that's going to speed up your process with healthy eating, but it isn't probably going to be the best transition for your budget. But if it's something that you want to move a little faster with, know that that option is out there. So much, much more to come. We are so excited to have this featured week to be able to strategize and to help you as you start to plan your weeks out and really focus on the budget as well. So thank you for being here. We can't wait to talk to you again next week. There is so much more coming your way. Stay tuned. We will talk to you soon.